you spoke in regards to the seven churches, and in those seven churches, the last church, or Laodicea in Revelation 3, there was a mention of some gold and raiment and eye salve. And this question is, what is the gold, the eye salve, and that white raiment?
Okay, very good question. For those of you that were here last night, we looked at the seven churches in Revelation 2 and 3, an incredible study of the various time periods throughout the Christian era. And as we came to the last one, the Church of Laodicea, the seventh church, indeed the promises that were given to that church were very special, referring to Jesus offering the gold tried in the fire, the eye self, and the white raiment. So the question is, what do these things represent? Well, why don't we look at three scriptures showing us what these three gifts represent. But first of all, turn with me to Revelation chapter 3 so that we just read this promise together once more. Revelation chapter 3 and verse 18. Revelation chapter 3 and verse 18. Here is the promise to the Laodicean church, the last church, the seventh church, the time period in which we are living, as we have found out yesterday. There's not much good news concerning this church. It's in a lukewarm condition. It's in a condition of sin, blatantly. But the promise that is given to this church is very valuable. It is a call to come out of this condition of lukewarmness, out of this condition. Verse 18. Let us read it together. This is Revelation chapter 3, verse 18. I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thine eyes with eye self, that thou mayest see. So we see three gifts in this verse. The first is the gold tried in the fire, the second the white raiment, and the third the eye self. Let us go to three scriptures illustrating what these three gifts represent. And so the first gift would be the gold tried in the fire. And we can turn to 1 Peter. So if you turn with me to 1 Peter, chapter 1 and verse 7. And as we've been looking at this, as we've been going through this series together, we have, each time when we come to a question about a verse, we want to use other verses to clarify the verse that is in question. So it is always very helpful as you study the Bible to compare Scripture with Scripture. And the Bible tells us about the gold tried in fire in 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 7. The Bible says there, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. So it is very clear from this verse that the trial of your faith, or your faith that is very precious in the sight of God, is symbolized by this gold tried in the fire. So the gift that Jesus is presenting to us to the Laodicean church, the seventh church, is that gift of faith. That gift of faith that will stand through the last crisis before he comes. Well, the second gift, the white raiment, we can read about that in Isaiah chapter 61. The book of Isaiah in the Old Testament, chapter 61 and verse 10. And there are, of course, more verses I could use to explain the gold tried in the fire, but I'm just giving you one verse for each of these gifts. Here in Isaiah chapter 61 and verse 10, we read the following. I'll just give you a little time to get there. Isaiah in the Old Testament, the great gospel prophet, as he is often referred to, many prophecies in there of Christ. Isaiah chapter 61 and verse 10, the Bible says, I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God, for he hath clothed me with the garments of salvation. He hath covered me with the robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decketh herself with ornaments, and as a bride adorneth herself with her jewels. It is referring here to the garments of salvation and the robe of righteousness. And so this white raiment that Jesus presents to the Laodicean church is really, in essence, his own character. So we are given faith to stand through the final crisis. We are given his character. His spirit is to be imparted to us. A very, very beautiful promises to the Laodicean church. And the final one, the eye self. Well, the eye, when you read about eyes in the Bible, it's referring at times to discernment. And there's a scripture that brings out this quite clearly in Philippians. Philippians chapter 1. Philippians is again in the New Testament. And in Philippians chapter 1 and verse 9, Paul writes the following. He says, "And this I pray, that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and in all judgment, that ye may approve things that are excellent, that ye may be sincere and without offense till the day of Christ." This is just one of the scriptures. There are many others Paul talks about this discernment that we need as Christians. And I believe the I self is to give us that spiritual eyesight, that discernment between right and between wrong. And that's really needed for the Laodicean church, by the way, because what does it say? The Laodicean church is, they think they are rich, but they are actually poor. They think they are clothed, but they are actually naked. So they don't see their need. And so Jesus presents the I self for us to discern right and wrong and to see our need. He presents the gold, which is a symbol of our faith that will be imparted to us to stand through the crisis, and the white raiment so that our characters may be perfected through the power of Jesus Christ. So those are the three gifts to the church. Beautiful promises, beautiful gifts. Gifts that we all need to take to ourselves living in this final time in the seventh church of Laodicea.
Of course, with the eye salve, we often say in the layman's terms, so to speak, that we pray their eyes will be opened.
Yes, that's right.
And that's taking of that eye salve.